This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton. He joins me now to discuss what we saw this week at the opening of the U.N. General Assembly. We should also point out that Mr. Bolton is now affiliated with the American Enterprise Institute. So what did we see from President Obama, as well as some of the more roguish figures that always seem to attend the General Assembly's opening each September? And Mr. Ambassador, it's always great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Let's start with the President's speech. He certainly spent most of his time talking about what he hopes will be a successful Middle East peace process over the next year. Didn't say a whole lot on Iran, and most of it we've certainly heard before. What do you make of the priorities he laid out in this speech?
Well, I thought the speech was very surprising in the sense it said so little. I thought, much as he did last year, that the president would take advantage of what for him is a very congenial environment here at the United Nations and talk about some of his objectives. But, you know, a lot of it was on human rights and democracy, and to everyone's surprise, the president of the United States came out in favor of human rights and democracy. That was good to hear. As you say, a third of it was on the Middle East, and he said really very little that was new there, other than intimating about the possibility of a state of Palestine becoming a UN member within the next year. And then the rest of it was a lot of box checking. He had about just a few brief references to Iran. He said nothing about the North Korean nuclear weapons program. And I thought, all in all, it was a real missed opportunity at a time that his approval ratings are down, at a time that his party's in a real dogfight in the congressional elections. This is a worldwide forum. Networks covered it live. He had the opportunity and basically phoned it in, as far as I could see.
What should he have said, whether it's related to Iran, the Middle East, the nuclear problem with North Korea, anything else on the agenda? How would you have prioritized this speech?
Well, I think these UN speeches are a chance for the president to lay out what American foreign policy priorities are and to defend them, explain them, advocate them for that global audience as well as for the American public. And talking about the threats posed by the nuclear weapons programs of the rogue states like North Korea and Iran, talking about the importance of dealing with questions like Sudan, where the genocidal civil war that we saw over many years may break out again if the government in the north tries to suppress a referendum on independence in the south, talking about the threat posed to democracy by governments like Hugo Chavez's Venezuela, which is trying to rig a parliamentary election that will take place there this Sunday, and a whole range of other issues that really have significance on a broad global basis. But the president just did not take up that opportunity, and in fact, I think the speech may have sent yet another piece of evidence about the weakness of the Obama administration, its lack of attention to international affairs, and the signal that American adversaries can pursue their objectives without the concern that our president's going to pay much attention to them.
One quick follow-up on the Middle East portion of the speech. The president certainly articulated a policy that he's outlined and previous presidents have outlined before, but he did spend a number of sentences talking about how the Palestinians need to recognize Israel's right to exist to a body that generally is more hostile to the Israelis than the Palestinians. And then he basically called on the international community to accept that. Was that an important statement? Did that have the resonance that some think it had?
Well, it's certainly good that he made it. There's no doubt about that. On the other hand, American presidents have said it before, and what was also interesting was that he specifically praised Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas for his commitment to the peace talks. He did not mention Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu by name. Now, look, I'm sure most listeners who don't live in the rarefied atmosphere of the United Nations probably don't think that's a big deal, but in that hall, in that General Assembly hall, that was a real signal. And interestingly, the only applause that he got on his entire riff on the Middle East was right at the end when he talked about the state of Palestine joining the UN within the next year. He got a big round of applause for that. So that was certainly the takeaway for his audience there at the United Nations.
Let's talk about Mahmoud Ahmadinejad now. He didn't seem to get quite as much press as he has in recent years, but he certainly had plenty of interesting or outlandish things to say, including suggesting that 9/11 was an inside job by the United States and many other incendiary comments, basically saying that there would be unrestricted warfare on the United States if there were to be a military option against the nuclear program. What's the takeaway from Ahmadinejad's performance this year?
Well, you know, that is probably the one benefit of having Ahmadinejad come to the United States and giving him this forum at the United Nations is that if there's anybody in the United States who doubts just how extraordinarily extreme this regime is, all he has to do is give a speech, and that proves it. I thought the most interesting contrast was provided by President Obama saying yesterday morning that he still had the door open to diplomatic negotiations with Iran over the Iranian nuclear weapons program. And just a few hours later, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad walks through that open door and starts talking about how the United States was responsible for 9/11. And, you know, that's not just his personal opinion. I think it is broadly reflective of the leadership of the regime currently in power in Iran. It exemplifies their very peculiar worldview. And yet these are the people that President Obama wants to negotiate with over the future course of their nuclear weapons program. So just think about that as Ahmadinejad sort of passes by Earth on a trajectory that brings him relatively close to reality, and you get him to agree to something about their nuclear weapons program. Why should anyone believe that when he exits Earth orbit, he has any intention of abiding by any of the commitments that he made? That it's just yet another piece of evidence why the Obama administration's belief that negotiations can actually resolve the Iranian nuclear threat are just so divorced from reality.
Last 60 seconds with former U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton. And, Mr. Ambassador, in terms of the Iranian strategy, you and I have talked about it before, they're basically trying to run out the clock. Do you get the sense that there's any urgency in the current administration to not let them run out the clock?
No, I have a very bad feeling that the fallback plan for this administration is that they basically accept Iran with nuclear weapons. They'll say they don't like the idea, but they buy the argument that a nuclear Iran can be contained and deterred. There's just no other way to explain the almost indifference that they show to Iran's continued progress. And I'm very much afraid they've bought the mistaken metaphor of deterring the Soviet Union in the Cold War. I think this government in Iran is very different. But even if I were wrong about that, it doesn't stop with Iran. If Iran gets nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia will, Egypt, Turkey, perhaps others, so that in a very short period of time you have a multipolar nuclear Middle East, which is inherently unstable. And that's what I worry about. That's why I focused on stopping Iran before it gets the nuclear weapon in the first place. If you can't stop it there, the threat of proliferation just grows exponentially.
We'll obviously keep watching. Mr. Ambassador, thank you as always very much for your time.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, now with the American Enterprise Institute. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.